It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Thank you to each and every one of you for listening. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You were made for this time. Live with intention. And thank you to this great team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And a happy Thanksgiving week to you, producer Steve.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's funny, over the weekend, anticipating, you know, doing these shows, I started thinking back to my much younger days and all the good memories that are packed into the, you know, that whole week, you know, being a kid in elementary school, or, you know, when Thanksgiving Day actually got there and there was always something big to look forward to.
I thought you were at the first Thanksgiving.
How did I know you were going to go there?
No, happy Thanksgiving. And I truly am so grateful to get to work with this great team, Steve. We do a lot of work. We put out a lot of production here, and it's all because we have this really great team that we get to work with. And so I really do appreciate you.
Well, thank you. It's a very mutual feeling there.
And be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson. That's MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent podcasts, and our most recent op-eds. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And we are an independent voice. And I so appreciate all of you who support us as well. We've got a really, really great show planned for you today. In studio with me is my good friend, Christy Whaley. She's a friend of mine from Liberty Toastmasters. And she always is always pushing us, always to be better communicators. And I love that, Christy. It's so great to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate your having me. I was really looking forward to this today.
This is exciting. And also in studio with me is Chris Tubbs. He's been on the show one time before, and he had founded earlier in the year a patriotic Bible study. A young guy, just love your heart for that. Chris Tubbs, it's great to have you here as well.
Oh man, I'm pumped. Thank you so much for having me in.
Well, and we were talking pre-show here that the last time you were on was my most technically challenged show ever.
Yeah.
And the fact that you didn't know that is amazing.
Yeah, I didn't even know it. You guys pulled it off and it sounded great.
So. I think that was all because we have such a great producer, Steve. Don't get a big head as I'm being so nice to you, okay?
Well, after that wisecrack about being at the first Thanksgiving, you're lucky your microphone works.
This is true. This is true. But we're going to be talking about gratitude. We're going to be talking about the American idea, and also the founders, our patriot, you know, how the patriots really, you know, realized that the divine provider had his hand on this country at the very beginning. And Chris, I believe the divine provider, even with all that's going on now, he has his hand still on America.
Absolutely. I mean, it talks about in the Bible, in Romans specifically, how he's always guiding us. And one of my favorite verses, and it talks about in Romans 8:28, it says, everything always works out for the best for the people that love God. And when we love God, it says that we need to love each other. And so it's just cool to see, you know, even in the midst of everything that's going on right now, I always say this, there's always more good happening than bad. And I believe that's because of what God has given us and what he's showing us and what he's doing in the country now today.
Well, Christy, ultimately, we know how this all ends. And I love Chris's perspective on this. And I'm really, there are some days I can feel this oppression, particularly here in Colorado. I feel this oppression, and I have to remind myself that there is so much to be grateful for. And when I say that we were made for this moment, we really were. And I had found this quote by Thomas Paine, because I tend to worry about our young people, like Chris, what are we passing on to them? Our children, our grandchildren. And Thomas Paine said this. He said, "I prefer peace, but if trouble must come, let it come in my time so that my children can live in peace." And so as I've been somewhat anxious about what's going on, I realize that, as I say at the beginning of the show, we were made for this time. And I get comfort in that, Christy.
Indeed, Kim. It's one of the reasons that I revere our founders. They were so, well, prescient. They were so wise. They saw what could happen, and that's why they formed this Constitution, this country. You know, that most American of ideals is all men are created equal. That is solely, well, not solely, but primarily, that is an American ideal, and that, of course, is in our Declaration of Independence. So I love that quote by Thomas Paine. Those men were courageous, and they were willing to go to fight for us. And they looked into the future and saw their posterity and what was going to happen if they didn't do those kinds of things.
So, Chris, we have a civic duty to make sure that we preserve this. Our generation, Christy, for the next generation. And that means we need to be informed. I mean, they were very well read. They read the Bible. They read all the great literature out there. And I feel like we've been dumbing our kids down. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I was just listening to a video from Will Barton, the founder of Wall Builders, and he was talking about how back when the country was founded, all they did to read, to write, was out of the Bible. I mean, there were four-year-olds who read the Bible from cover to cover. They knew what the Bible said. They understood the language. They understood how to present themselves in society, even at a young age. And so you see the contrast from today to even 20, 30 years ago. It is kind of, it's striking to see, like, wow, do these kids really not know, like, what I learned? So.
Well, and I know, producer Steve, this is something that you watch all the time, and we have lots of conversations about this, that many people have been asleep. We had Brad Beck on recently, and that new word is somnambulant, and that is walking in your sleep. But I think people are waking up. Yeah. Steve, you and I talk about this all the time.
We do. And Chris's comment just a few minutes ago, it really set my mind racing because I tend to get caught up. I tend to get somewhat pessimistic for all the things that we've seen come undone in the last 5-6 years, and thinking, you know, and I don't want to turn this into a political conversation, but the other side, the left, they're digging themselves quite a hole, unless that's their intent. And they want to bring it all down, you know, between now and the next midterm election. So this conversation is very, very relevant.
Well, and it really is. And I think I want to go to the quote for today, because in the next segment, Christy, you're going to share something. It's almost becoming a tradition.
Yes,
a Thanksgiving, I love that. Thanksgiving week tradition. Leonard Reed was born in 1898. He died in 1983, and he was the founder of FEE, which is the Foundation for Economic Education. He's the author of 29 books, including the classic parable, I, Pencil. My family tree is told to Leonard Reed. He was born in Michigan. His early life was marked by hard work and diligent study. There you go, Chris. Mm-hmm. Diligent study. After serving in the armed forces during World War I, he began a wholesale grocery business and later became a manager of the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce. As the New Deal began, Reed became a vocal critic of policies limiting freedom and expanding government. This drive prompted him to found the Foundation for Economic Education in 1946. It was the first pro-freedom think tank in the United States. FEE immediately served as a sanctuary for dissident intellectuals such as Ludwig von Mises and Milton Friedman. And it came to serve as an important intellectual infrastructure for the promotion of the freedom philosophy through lectures, seminars, books, and the Freeman magazine. And this is what he said. He said, "Statism is but socialized dishonesty. It is feathering the nests of some with feathers coercively plucked from others on the grand scale. There is no moral difference between the act of a pickpocket and the progressive income tax or any other social program." Okay, Christy, I'm going to go to you first. Do I need to read that again, or you got it?
I think I have it. I don't think I can repeat it, Kim. I certainly understand it. And you just mentioned Ludwig von Mises, and I was preparing for this today, and I looked at one of his quotes. He says, "Under capitalism, everybody is the architect of his own fortune, and you can't do that under socialism or the other isms, communism, fascism. It's just not a good, it's not a good system at all." And you mentioned lies. Another quote is, a totalitarian state is one that aspires to nothing less than defining and controlling reality. For instance, there's no crisis at the border. For instance, leaving Afghanistan was a success. Or men can give birth.
Oh, boy. Actually. Okay, Chris Tubbs, on that, I'm going to toss this over to you.
What was your question again? Remind me.
Well, we were talking about really statism.
Yeah.
And the difference between, and it, actually, when I first started this, I kind of hate to admit this, I kind of got federalism and statism mixed up.
Sure.
Because federalism actually means the federal government, the government is small, and the individual is big.
Yes.
And statism means the state, the federal government, the government is big and the individual is small. And America was founded on this idea to keep government limited so that the individual could pursue their hopes and dreams.
Absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of America, really at its core, right, is the individual has the power to influence its nation, to influence its local government, the state. And so I think it's really, really important, because you're seeing so much today, this is what I've noticed, is that the individual has lost its, maybe, I'd say, it doesn't recognize that it has the power. And so I think a lot of people just need to know, okay, what is the history of, like, okay, of America? Yes, we have the power. That's how it was created. Now that we have the power, how do we go about it? And so I think that there's a process here that needs to take place. People need to be educated on what they have, and then they need to be shown on how to actually act upon it.
Well, and that's, I think, what education used to be, was the goal of education. However, we've really gotten away from that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue this conversation. I think what we'll do, Christy, in the next segment is, because of all these supply chain challenges that we have our tradition. I now call it iTurkey, but let's have you read that. We'll talk about that a bit, and then also we'll talk about the Patriotic Bible Study that you had founded, Chris, and just continue with this kind of patriotic founding that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, though, one of the great partners of the Kim Munson Show is Castlegate Knife and Tool. And Hal and Linnea Van Herke are true entrepreneurs. They own this great little business, family-owned business in Sedalia, Colorado. And as we are now getting through Thanksgiving and Christmas is right around the corner, Hanukkah is right around the corner, it's time to do your shopping. And Castlegate Knife and Tool is a great place to do that shopping. Whether or not you're purchasing for a chef, a collector, a sportsman, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. And they are bringing in other items as well. For example, these beautiful handmade cutting boards, which would be a lovely gift as well. So be sure and check that out. Their website is castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Christy Whaley and Chris Tubbs.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you for all of you who support the show. Thank you for listening. I so appreciate all of you. I'm so grateful for you. In studio with me is Christy Whaley, a great friend of mine. She's a fellow member of Liberty Toastmasters, as well as Chris Tubbs. He founded a patriotic Bible study earlier this year. We'll talk with him about what he's doing now. But Christy, this is becoming a Thanksgiving tradition. And you actually gave a speech on this at Liberty Toastmasters, and it was powerful. And so go ahead and set this up for us.
Well, I like so much that you appreciate it, Kim. And I've always, I think I mentioned earlier, I've known that the isms such as totalitarianism, communism, fascism are bad. They're soul-sucking, destructive systems of government. But I didn't appreciate capitalism until I read this, giving thanks for the invisible hand, what you also call iTurkey. And quite frankly, I think this is a little more exciting than iPencil, with all due respect to Mr. Reed, just because I'm more interested in turkey than pencils. But until I read this, I didn't appreciate capitalism. And this is, it's also an ode to capitalism, I think. I just think it's so beautiful. And actually, I was reading part of it to my brother yesterday, and it gives me chills sometimes, almost brings me to tears because it's marvelous.
Okay, well, let's have it.
Okay, giving thanks for the invisible hand. Gratitude to the Almighty is the theme of Thanksgiving and has been ever since the Pilgrims of Plymouth brought in their first good harvest. Instead of famine, now God gave them plenty, their leader, Governor William Bradford, later wrote, and the face of things was changed to the rejoicing of the hearts of many, for which they bless God. The annual presidential Thanksgiving proclamations always invoke God, and they frequently itemize the blessings for which we owe him thanks. Let us remember, urged Andrew Johnson in 1867, that he has covered our land with greatly needed and very abundant harvests, that he has caused industry to prosper not only in our fields, but also in our workshops, in our mines, and in our forests. He has permitted us to multiply ships upon our lakes and rivers and upon the high seas, and at the same time to extend our iron roads to far into the secluded places of the continent. He has inclined our hearts to turn away from domestic contentions and commotions, and to walk more and more in the ancient ways of loyalty, conciliation, and brotherly love. I should have mentioned this is by Jeff Jacoby. It was written in 2003 on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
And that's important for the next part. Today, in millions of homes across the nation, God will be thanked for many gifts, for the feast on the table and the company of loved ones, for health and good fortune in the year gone by, for peace at home in a time of war, for the incalculable privilege of having been born or having become American. But it probably won't occur to too many of us to give thanks for the fact that the local supermarket had plenty of turkey for sale this week. Even the devout aren't likely to thank God for airline schedules that made it possible for some of those loved ones to fly home for Thanksgiving, or for the arrival of Master and Commander at the local movie theater in time for the holiday weekend, or for that great cranberry apple pie recipe in the food section of the newspaper. Those things we take more or less for granted. It hardly takes a miracle to explain why grocery stores stock up on turkey before Thanksgiving, or why Hollywood releases big movies in time for big holidays. That's what they do. Where is God in that? And yet, isn't there something wondrous, something almost inexplicable, in the way your Thanksgiving weekend is made possible by the skill and labor of vast numbers of total strangers? To bring that turkey to the dining room table, for example, required the efforts of thousands of people. The poultry farmers who raised the birds, of course, but also the feed distributors who supplied their nourishment and the truckers who brought it to the farm. Not to mention the architect who designed the hatchery, the workmen who built it, and the technicians who keep it running. The bird had to be slaughtered and defeathered and inspected and transported and unloaded and wrapped and priced and displayed. The people who accomplished those tasks were supported in turn by armies of other people accomplishing other tasks, from refining the gasoline that fueled the trucks to manufacturing the plastic in which the meat was packaged. The activities of countless far-flung men and women over the course of many months had to be intricately choreographed and precisely timed so that when you showed up to buy a fresh Thanksgiving turkey, there would be one, or more likely, a few dozen waiting. The level of coordination that was required to pull it off is mind-boggling. But what is even more mind-boggling is this: no one coordinated it. No turkey czar sat in a command post somewhere consulting a master plan and issuing orders. No one wrote herd on all those people, forcing them to cooperate for your benefit. And yet, they did cooperate. When you arrived at the supermarket, your turkey was there. You didn't have to do anything but show up to buy it. If that isn't a miracle, what should we call it? Adam Smith called it the invisible hand. The mysterious power that leads innumerable people, each working for his own gain, to promote ends that benefit many. Out of the seeming chaos of millions of uncoordinated private transactions emerges the spontaneous order of the market. Free human beings freely interact, and the result is an array of goods and services more immense than the human mind can comprehend. No dictator, no bureaucracy, no supercomputer plans it in advance. Indeed, the more an economy is planned, the more it is plagued by shortages, dislocation, and failure. It is commonplace to speak of seeing God's signature in the intricacy of a spider's web or the animation of a beehive, but they pale in comparison to the kaleidoscopic energy and productivity of the free market. If it is a blessing from heaven when seeds are transformed into grain, how much more of a blessing is it when our private, voluntary exchanges are transformed without our ever intending it into prosperity, innovation, and growth? The social order of freedom, like the wealth and the progress it makes possible, is an extraordinary gift from above. On this Thanksgiving Day and on every day, may we be grateful.
Boy, you know, the first time that I heard that, I appreciated it. But here we are in 2021 with what we have seen has happened to our country. By those, you said there was no turkey czar. I think that we do have a turkey czar now.
Now we do, yeah.
But this Thanksgiving, certainly, we're grateful. We realize that we have taken so much for granted, this invisible hand. Chris, you're a young guy. What do you think of this? This is probably the first time you've heard this, huh?
It is the first time, but it's beautiful. And I think it just describes kind of what we were talking about earlier, the beauty of America, right? Individuals working together to create something great for other people. I mean, that's what part of that talks about. And so that's just kind of, that's the words I have, is just, it's beautiful to see what it represents.
Well, and we've taken it for granted that we had an economy that, where goods and services, I mean, you just would go to the grocery store and you would know it was there. Sometimes I would do my grocery shopping the day before, and guess what? The product was there. This year, I'm thinking I probably need to plan ahead a little bit more. If I'm going to have pumpkin pie, I probably need to go out after we do this show and make sure that I have that. And so we've really taken it for granted, this invisible hand. And we have seen government. Government has clearly gotten bigger through this whole reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus. It's clearly gotten bigger. It's taken a whole bunch of power. Doesn't seem to be wanting to give it back. Mm-hmm. And then we're seeing the results, Chris. We're seeing inflation is significant, and it's not a good inflation. It's an inflation that's government-induced.
Yes.
We see the going to warm our homes, to cook our turkey, the energy for that, to the gasoline for families to get together or jet fuel is all more expensive. And it's because government is getting involved.
Yeah. Yeah. And you saw the fall of Venezuela, right? Because government got involved. And I'm not prophesying this at all, but it just, you're seeing the signs of when government gets involved here in America, like, usually bad things happen. And so what I see the difference between what the Trump years and now, Trump gave the power back to the people. Right, that was his promise. He gave the power to the people. He wanted to give people the opportunity to do what they wanted to do. But now what you're seeing is government take control, reign of what they want to see happen. And they're trying to hide it behind, oh, it's for climate, oh, it's for the good of people, when in reality, it's hurting a lot of people.
Well, it really is. And Chrissy, I think what we'll do is let's go to break, because I'd like to continue the conversation on this, because we have had seen during the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus thing, when government said some people are essential and some aren't, that is so antithetical to this whole idea. But also, there's a lot to be grateful for, and I get to work with a lot of great partners. And before we go to break, on the line with me is Danielle Green. She is with Kirsch Insurance Group. They are specialists in the Medicare arena. And Danielle, welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, and happy Thanksgiving. I cannot believe that we are into Thanksgiving week.
Oh, you and me both. I can't believe it either. I hope you guys all have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Well, and to you and yours as well. And Danielle, with this being Thanksgiving, the end of this open enrollment period for Medicare is right around the corner. It's December 7th, and I'd highly recommend that people reach out to you. Because you may think that everything's going to be the same for next year regarding your Medicare coverage, and it may not be, and you can help people out with that, Danielle.
That is correct. The time is approaching quickly where we can no longer make those changes for 2022, and that really is going to be prescription drug plans for clients. So what we like to do here at Kirsch Insurance is really make sure people are on the correct plan moving forward, especially for the next year, because those plans do change on a pretty consistent basis each year.
Well, and it's important that people sit down and really plan for the future, plan for success. And the great thing about...
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and you can really help them out because you don't work with just one company. You work with a lot of different companies, and you've got this software that you can put in the different prescriptions, determine the different companies, how they'll cover that, and that can really save people money.
Oh, correct. It can save people quite a bit of money, actually, you know, because... The importance of the software that we use, it really allows us to individually put somebody on the best plan based on their medication. Because as we've talked, you know, in the past, is not one plan fits all. You know, it's really going to be on an individual basis.
Well, and that's true. We're all individuals. And question then, Danielle, what's the cost for people to sit down and talk with you?
You know what? Our service is actually free, which is phenomenal. We don't charge anything. People can go ahead and just feel free to give us a call. We can schedule an appointment either over the phone or in person, whatever they're more comfortable with. And you know what's actually what's nice, too, is it's a very quick process. Maybe takes about 30 minutes just to run drugs and make sure they're on the correct plan for next year.
Well, 30 minutes is well spent and can save a lot of money. I know Marlon, when he was on recently, said that you guys save somebody $2,000 next year, and that's pretty common.
It is. It is very, very common, actually. You know, so that is what is so important for clients and for people to understand. You know, we truly can help you save money, and our services are 100% free. You know, we really try to, at Kirsch Insurance, just give people that knowledge and understanding of what they have and what the best plan is for the future.
Well, Danielle Green, knowledge is power, and people can reach you at iKirsch, that's iKirsch.com, iKirsch.com. Danielle, happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well, and it was great talking to you this morning.
And we'll be right back.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I'm Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And it is Thanksgiving week. We have so much to be grateful for. And we've realized that we've taken so much for granted. Christy, in the last segment, you read this piece. I call it iTurkey. But again, how can people find that? And we'll also try to put it in our recap as well.
Yes, Kim, it's from 2003, November 27th, 2003, so 17 years ago. It's written by Jeff Jacoby. And again, the title is Giving Thanks for the Invisible Hand.
And where was it published?
He's a writer for the Boston Globe, so I believe it was from the Boston Globe that year.
As he was talking about the invisible hand there, and we really have taken it for granted being able to go to the store. And as you were talking about it, I'm thinking, well, I didn't have to raise the turkey. I didn't have to slaughter the turkey. I didn't have to pluck the turkey's feathers. All that, I just got to go to the store and get it. And we've taken that for granted. I'm concerned there might be a turkey shortage this year. I don't know.
Well, there wasn't one this past weekend. So if you want to go now, there might still be some turkeys at the store. Yeah, I checked it out.
Okay.
But it's funny when you think about what you appreciate now. I do a lot, but I do car trips every year to the East Coast. This last summer in June, did a car trip. I've been upset with trucks on the road back then. Huge convoys of trucks everywhere. Mm-hmm. You look across the highway and there's these huge convoys of trucks. You might be trying to go up a hill and there's a big truck that's just passing another truck and you're stuck behind them. I'm really looking forward. I'll be driving back after Thanksgiving from Georgia, and I'm looking forward to seeing trucks on the highway. And my brother, I talked to him yesterday. He said, Christy, I went to the store. I couldn't find Fritos. He likes Fritos in his chili. So I said, well, Mike, I was at the store. I wasn't looking for snacks, so I don't know if there are any Fritos. But I'm thinking now a good Christmas present for him would be
some Fritos.
There I might go. Just send him a big box.
Isn't it amazing? All these little things that we have taken for granted. Of course, Chris Tubbs, could you believe when this whole thing started, there was no toilet paper. And normally I'm a planner. Normally I have things. And interestingly enough, before they shut everything down, I normally have but I actually had not stocked up on toilet paper.
Right?
And fortunately, before this happened, I did. I thought, oh my gosh, what if I had not done that? I was grateful for toilet paper.
It's the little things, right?
It is.
Like little toilet paper. It kind of came out of nowhere. You didn't know where. You didn't think that you would never have toilet paper.
I know.
So yeah, it's now it's Fritos for some people. Or, you know, I was going to the store just a couple weeks ago, and I saw a lot of the water gone. I saw even pizza. Like, everything else was there. Like, meat was there and everything, but pizza was gone.
Pizza.
I was like, okay, people really value the pizza. But, yeah, it's just kind of interesting. It's like, okay, now maybe we need to plan a little bit more.
Us personally, not the government.
Yeah. Not the government. Us personally, maybe we need to plan a little bit more ahead to get what we need to do. I know I have, just to make sure I need what I have to survive, to eat.
So. Yeah, it was rather remarkable. And Christy, what's been really concerning, and as I mentioned, that I do feel this oppression, and it can be very stressful. So Thanksgiving week, there's so much to be grateful for. And I think it's important to remember that. But you're a patriot. Chris, you're a patriot. Mm-hmm. And we must engage in this battle of ideas, because we have gone from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to get the jab or lose your job. To get the jab, you can't go different places. And I realized back then that, okay, the first couple of weeks, we didn't know what we had. Mm-hmm. Okay, it made some sense to kind of stop and pause. But then when we started to see the devastation that was happening to our economy, I got really concerned. Chris, you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, like I said before, it just came out of nowhere. And I think a lot of people were shocked for what was happening. I mean, because we've had, what was it, the swine flu come by, the bird flu come by, and a lot of people weren't really, you know, afraid of that. But then when this thing came by, it seemed like everyone was just all at once super scared. And for me,
well, could it be that they were running the death totals along the side of all, mm-hmm. on all television programs
they,
and scaring
they did
them?
That on purpose.
Yeah.
That was on purpose because they wanted people to be afraid. But for me, like, again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier for that verse, like Romans 8:28 is like, everything always works out for the good of people when we love God and when we love each other. And so, like, I guess what I have to say about that is, you know, everything that's going to go on in the future, we don't know what's going to happen, right? We don't know what's going to go happen. But we just have to continue to trust our Creator, trust that invisible hand, right? That everything will work out for our good.
To that point, though, we have a duty.
We do.
And I remember there was this quote that the good Lord feeds the birds of the air, but he doesn't throw the food in their nests. Staying with our bird turkey theme here.
Yes, so. I like that. Yeah, that's good.
I think we should stick with the turkey theme.
And so as we're looking at... I know we're kind of all over the place here. As we're thinking about the invisible hand, thinking about the heavy hand of government, that as we got into this COVID-19 thing, where PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties started to try to control things, try to determine what's essential, who's not. And they took this power, and they don't want to give it back.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't. And I was reading something else in preparation for this. We're all self-interested. God made us that way. And then he made us, and then in the Bible it says, love your neighbor as yourself. That's assuming we're going to love ourselves. We're all self-interested. But it works best, our self-interest, for everyone if we're working under a capitalist system, a free market system. The people in government have a free, or have a self-interest also, but they have a whole different a set of incentives in order to...
They don't create anything.
Exactly.
And therefore, they don't really earn anything.
No, it doesn't matter what something costs. They don't look at cost-benefit analysis.
Results don't matter.
Results don't matter at all. And I was thinking earlier, Rahm Emanuel once said, never let a crisis go to waste. Or I would say a manufactured crisis go to waste, because I think this whole COVID-19 thing is a manufactured crisis.
Now, COVID's
excuse
a real
me.
Thing. We
oh,
will do the disclaimer.
Yeah.
It is a real thing. But over 99% of the people that get COVID survive it. We need to, my friend
exactly.
Sue says, continue to remind people that.
Mm. Exactly. And that's without treatment. Less than 1% die from this, and that's without treatment. Think of that. Then it's even, the survival rate is much higher if you have ivermectin or you have monoclonal
antibodies
and HCQ. Yes, I know someone that was saved by HCQ. So it's...
So one has to ask why the PBIs didn't want everyday individuals to get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. I know we may not want to go down that road, but it's a good question.
It is a good question. I think it's...
Let's just ask the question and let it percolate up.
Okay, so I shouldn't say anything.
No, you go ahead. If you want to say something, I want to hear what you have to say. I'm trying to get you off the hook.
Thank you. I was going to say it could be diabolical. I think it doesn't make sense. And some people have said, how could they be so stupid? And I say they're not stupid. They manage to dress themselves in the morning. They're not that stupid. This is intentional, what's happening, I believe. And it's to ensure or to keep their power. Because, again, they are self-interested, just like you and I are. But our self-interest usually, most of the time, will benefit other people in some way that we don't even know. But theirs...
Well, capitalism is this free exchange between two people. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when you get into a manufactured minimum wage, Chris, where government comes in and says, okay, employer, you have to pay this person this amount, and they may not be worth that amount, and the employer's like, well, I can't really do that. I actually call a forced minimum wage your Youth Unemployment Act.
I really like that. I really like
that. It makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
And then kids can't get that first job. They can't get that first job to figure out how to interact with people, which is so important, how to interact with the public, how to do a job well. And again, it's almost diabolical when they say that they're trying to help people, but instead of kids getting a job, they have too much free time.
Yeah, it does seem like it is intentional. It's like, okay, why are you guys doing that? And I, to your point with the minimum wage, it's when you raise the minimum wage, you decrease the amount of people that can actually work, right? And so you're creating this shortage of people wanting to work. And so you have to have other people, like the young people, to come in to learn how to work, to learn the skills of hard work, to be there on time, to do have integrity, to be diligent in your job. And again, I don't know what their plan is, why they want to raise that so much, but
so somebody may get a little bit more money, but then somebody won't have a job.
Exactly. That's the thing.
And it should be between the employer and the employee. Mm-hmm. And the employer says, I will pay you X amount of dollars to do this right. job. And this particular employee might say, no, I'm better. I feel like my skills are worth more. And they have the ability, or they have the freedom in a free capitalistic society to go out and see if somebody else thinks that their skills are worth more. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about it, Christy, though, is when government pays people to not work, and somebody has to, they get that money from somewhere. It's either from people that are working out there, or what we see borrowing from our next generation. The founders would never have agreed with this, Christy.
Not at all. These are moral hazards they're putting in our way. Most of us, there are some human tendencies, for instance, to be lazy. If you can lie in bed all day and have the government pay you, why wouldn't you do that? But it's soul-sucking. People need to be productive. You always start your show, Kim, with talking about we were born for this time. We're go out and produce and thrive and do what you can with the abilities that you have. This just robs people. That kind of thing robs people. And I was thinking, I gave a speech on Henry Ford at Liberty Toastmasters, and he was a very wise man most of the time, and he was the richest man in the world for providing cars for the entire American
for
population,
everyday people.
For everyday people. And that was his goal. He says, I'm going to put America on wheels. And he mm-hmm. did. And at the time, his workers were paid $2.32 a day for 9 hours of work. He decided, and he was losing a lot of people, so he raised, he more than doubled to $5 a day for his workers and reduced their hours from 9 hours to 8 hours. All of a sudden, he has new consumers for the product that they were building, his cars. I mean, he was a smart man. And then, in the end, hubris got in the way. And I thought this was very interesting. His son, Edsel, said, now that cars were pretty common then, he said, Pop, people want cars in different colors. And Ford said, they can have the Model T in any color they want, as long as it's black. And they lost market share, and that was when they went down from being number one in car sales to number two or three after Chrysler or General Motors, I think.
So I did not realize
yeah.
that.
So it's and of course the other companies that were building cars, they didn't like it when he raised the salaries for his employees at his choice to $5 a day and reduced their hours, and then they had to follow along.
Uh-huh. And the free market made that
yes,
happen.
Yes, exactly. No government intervention.
No government intervention on that. I do just want to mention now, going to 2021, we are hearing that we can see it. You go by a car dealership and there's hardly any cars on the to be sold. And I'm noticing that so many of the cars that are coming out are all white. And I was thinking of Henry Ford. What happened to our colored cars? Yes. And now you can have any car you want as long as it's white. This is white
exactly.
privilege, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm in the market for a new car. I have been for years. I drive a 92 Honda Accord.
You better keep it.
I know. But I'm trying to determine what government's going to do. I know the price of cars, used cars and new cars, is mm-hmm. up astronomically, mm-hmm. but it's just going to go higher. I was talking to my brother about it. He says, well, Christy, what are you going to do? I said, I'll probably just drive my car for another 10 years.
Well, you may want to, with this infrastructure bill, what yeah. they're talking about and putting into these cars, you may want to just make sure that you keep that car. So let's go to break. Before we do that, though, Hooters Restaurants is another great partner of the Kim Munson Show. They have five locations, and that is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. They have happy hour specials Monday through Friday. Kids eat free on Saturdays with the purchase of an adult entree. Great place to get together. They have lunch specials as well. So be sure and check that out. Get together with friends during this upcoming holiday season. And really appreciate all of you giving all of my sponsors your business. And so we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll complete our show with Chris Tubbs and Christy Whaley. Stay tuned.
Life is more than what we have in the bank. Mary Alpers and Steve Kruse with Three Points Financial understand that comprehensive financial planning is an important component for each individual to thrive and prosper. Three Points Financial provides tax, investment, and retirement planning so that you can achieve your financial independence. With so much public policy uncertainty, it is important to have the professionals at Three Points Financial working for you to navigate those uncharted waters. Check out ThreePointsFinancial.com to schedule your initial consultation to achieve your financial freedom. That's ThreePointsFinancial.com.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show, and wishing you and yours a very blessed Thanksgiving. And thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose, strive for excellence, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You were made for this time. And what a great show we have here today. Finishing up in studio with me is Christy Whaley, my friend, and also fellow Liberty Toastmasters, and then also Chris Tubbs, founder of a patriotic Bible study podcast. But Christy, during break, you mentioned you have, what, a 92 Honda?
Yes.
I'm like, keep it. But producer Steve had a little tidbit of information.
Well, as soon as she mentioned that, my radar went up, and I thought, wait a minute, I have a 96 vehicle, and I live in Douglas County, so my first question is, what county do you live in? And you said, what, Arapahoe?
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
I had the blessing last month of being having a $7 age of vehicle fee added to my registration. And again, that's for a 96, so apparently not every county is doing this.
I wonder if it every year, the older your vehicle is, if it gets more and more. So anyway, I hope not, Christy Whaley.
I hope not, too, since it's going to be difficult to get a new car or a used car if I want to.
And just a quick point on that. We've heard that one of the reasons that there is a car shortage is because they are waiting on computer chips. You know, under a Trump administration, he would have said, this is America. We're going to figure out how to fix this. Mm-hmm. Instead, we see this languishing. But Christy, how would you like to kind of button up your thoughts for this particular show, this Thanksgiving week?
Well, Kim, I was saying earlier that I think capitalism and the free market is just an exciting, it's a wonderful, it's a miraculous thing. And it can almost cure anything. For instance, it can cure racism. Racism is basically a theory. The discrimination is the practice of racism. But for instance, if you're a restaurant owner, let's say you don't like fat people, and you decide you're going to discriminate against fat people. Fat people are probably your best customers in your restaurant, unless they're on a diet. Mm-hmm. So that would be foolish. That restaurant owner, that's going to take care of that bias against fat people. He's going to go out of business. And the same thing, let's say you have a prejudice against a minority. And the best person that comes to apply for your job, for a job with you, is the minority that you don't like. And they've got a great personality, they've got the skills, they've got the experience. But you think, no, I don't want to hire that person. So you hire a lesser person, skills and all. Again, if you keep operating your business that way, you're going to go out of business. Mm-hmm. So it's a, I don't know if you call it survival of the fittest, but it's certainly the dumb, which are dumb people, are people that do things for silly reasons.
Yeah.
For a bias, mm-hmm. for some unknown, well, mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense. Those people are going to go out of business. That's sort of self-selecting.
And just before we get over here to Chris, though, here we have this government coercion that's saying that if you don't discriminate against now, currently it's unvaccinated people, but if you would take unvaccinated and put in the word black, gay, Hispanic, whatever, people wouldn't stand for it. But here we got this kind of government-induced discrimination, and businesses don't know what to do because if they don't play ball, then they're threatened with their licenses. So it's a crazy time that we're in right now. But freedom, we've got to remember that freedom is what will win out on this, Christy.
Definitely. And it's been proven time and time again.
Well, and speaking of that, let's jump over here to Chris Tubbs. And that is freedom, our patriots. They were willing to put everything on the line, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And you had started this patriotic Bible study podcast earlier this year for young people. Mm-hmm. And so tell us just a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you my story on how I got started. So back in 2020, last year in June, I just had in my heart to start informing people on the truth about America, why it was founded, how it was founded, what it was founded on, and then just inform people about God, who He is. And so as time went along in last year throughout the fall, I partnered with one of my great friends, Greg McCrimmon, and we started together a patriotic Bible study. And all that was is to go along with what I was saying, what I was feeling in my heart in June, is to inform people on the truth about America and how it was founded, and then how to take action, what we need to do with the information that we get. Because information is just information, and unless it's valuable unless we do something with it. And so if we come back to our roots, then I believe that this country can be coming back to what it once was, greatness.
You know, and it's so interesting that you would say this, because I think a lot about language. We wordsmith all the time.
Yeah.
And for many conversations, I would say we need to get back to our roots. We need to, and I've decided I'm changing my word to reclaim. Mm. We need to reclaim this founding. We need to reclaim that.
I like that.
And language is very important.
It is.
Chris, you're a young person.
Yes.
Where do you fall? You're not a millennial. Where do you fall in that, right? Or are you a millennial?
I am technically a millennial. I believe I'm on the cusp of being a Gen Z and a millennial.
Okay.
So I'm right there, there at the age.
And what have you found with your patriotic podcast? Have you had a lot of interest? Are people hungry for this information?
Absolutely. Excuse me. A lot of people are really hungry. Not just young people, but people in general. And what I do, so I spend a lot of my time on social media, but the reason why I do that is because I'm passionate about reaching young people. And my target age group is really 18 to 35. That's where...
We just missed it, Kristen. No.
I believe I'm called to reach everybody, you know, all ages. It doesn't matter about that. But I like to reach people through that avenue, because that's where people are, you know, that's where they gravitate to. And so I started a podcast that is separate from the Patriotic Bible Study, but it's kind of an extension. With my podcast, I just talk about what is going on in the world, what is going on in America, what is the biblical point of view of it, what is the founding father point of view of it, and then how do we address it? What do we need to look at? What is the truth behind all this? And so I do that with my podcast, and then the Patriotic Bible Study is separate. That was in the beginning of the year, because that was just what I felt like I was called to do, is at that time to create that study for people. But I want to expand. I want to go bigger. I want to bring more people into more of a like a weekend type thing. So I'm thinking and I'm planning to do a conference on this, and I want to start an organization to just address those issues. Like, I want to inform people on the truth about America's roots. I like that word you're saying, reclaim our roots, recognize what they are, and then how do we take action? What do we need to do here in America to bring it back, reclaim our roots?
And Chris Tubbs, how can people get more information about this?
The best way to contact me would probably be by email, or if you want to just look me up on social media. My handles on all of my social medias are the Chris Tubbs. THECHRISTUBBS. And then the email that you can best reach me at is the same handles, THECHRISTUBBS, the Chris Tubbs at gmail.com. Okay. That'd be the best way. Right now, I'm in the building phase of creating a website to help me funnel a lot of the, those people. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's really great to have you here, and again, it is the Chris Tubbs.
The Chris. That's all the handles. Yes.
The Chris Tubbs.
Yes.
The Chris Tubbs. So, Chris, what would be the final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Be encouraged. It was like what I was talking about earlier. There is more good that is happening in the world every single day than there is bad. I understand that there's a lot of attention on the negative, and that is intentional. That's what the media wants you to focus on. But look at it. There's always more good that happens every day, whether it's someone giving you a smile, whether it's someone opening the door for you, whether it's someone just complimenting you on something. It's the little things, like what we were talking about. It's the little things that are happening every single day that are good. And so just focus on that. Everything will always work out for our good if we just continue to trust God and love people.
Well, the Chris Tubbs, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Great to have you. Christy Whaley, we've got a minute. What's your final thought?
Can I read a quote that's kind of challenging?
Sure.
Okay. It's by a leftist, but listen to this. He said, if I had a dollar for every time that capitalism was blamed for problems caused by government, I'd be a fat filmmaker with a baseball cap. Do you know who said that?
Michael Moore?
Yes. It's hard to wrap your head around that.
Interesting.
Yeah, because he sometimes says things that are
true.
Right on.
Yeah. For sure. Well, Christy Whaley, thank you so much for being here. It's always a treat.
Oh, my pleasure, Kim.
And we would highly recommend that people check out Liberty Toastmasters.
Oh, for sure. Yes,
and join
Chris.
Us. Yeah,
I'll
certainly.
Look into it, yeah.
Certainly join us, for sure. My friends, I am so grateful to all of you. I am so grateful for the opportunities that we have. I'm grateful for our country. I'm grateful for our God. And I'm grateful for the challenges that we have, because we certainly were made for this moment. So our quote for the end of the show is by Leonard Reed. He said, the Constitution was definitely and specifically designed to hobble all people who are so foolish as to think themselves capable of leading others by compulsion. It so functions today to an extent exasperating to the the guys that want to boss us around, let me just say that, which is why they want to get rid of it. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.